morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早上好。
We will, as our chairman announced, if you stick around after our last song, before communion, Pastor James and I will give an update, a little bit update on my health, how I'm doing, and we'll give some sharing and a prayer request for our church. Okay, so if you could stick around for that.
那就像我们主席刚才提到了一点，提到的一点点，那个我们今天讲正道完了以后呢，James 和 Alex 长老呢会利用一点时间，就是分享一下 Alex 长老的身体最近的身体状况，还有一些需要代祷事项等。所以希望呢，就是我们正道完了，大家不要离开。
Let's go to the Lord in prayer and.Let's ask him to work in this hour that we have together in his word.
那让我们一起来到神的面前啊，让神呢在这个时间段在我们的心里做工。
Heavenly Father, we are here this morning to bring to you our love and our worship and our praise of who you are.
我们亲爱的天父，今天早上我们聚集在这里啊，是希望把我们的对你的爱、对你的感恩和并且献上我们的对你的敬拜。
We want to set this time apart for you.
我们呢要把这个时间段分出来，特别的给你。
We don't want to sit here in a routine and come and.Close our minds and leave, but rather we pray that you help us.
我们不希望我们今天来到这里仅仅是闭着眼睛听听你的道，然后就离开了。但是呢，我们真切的希望祷告你能够帮助我们。
Help us, O Lord, so that our hearts can turn towards you.
我们请求神的帮助，让我们的心能够转向你。
Open our spiritual eyes and our ears so that we can see you and hear from you.
我们希望你能够打开我们灵命上的眼睛和耳朵，让我们能够听到你，看到你。
Help us to receive the word that you have for us today.
帮助我们接受你今天要准备给我们的话语。
And we want to receive so that we can live for you more.
我们希望我们能够接受，所以因此我们能够为你而活。
To enjoy you more.
我们能够更能在里面你的里面享受。
And all this so that our lives may bring glory to your name.
因为这一切，这一切的一切能够使我们的生命给你带来荣耀。
So Lord, this is a time for you to speak and for us to hear.
所以这主啊，这个时间段接下来时间段，请你与我们讲话，我们能够听到你。
Let your anointing come upon us, Lord.
是让使你来膏我们。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. There was a brother, who shared how he and his younger brother.Went up to a lake one day.
有位弟兄跟我分享说，他和他的弟弟有一天呢去了一个湖边。
Yeah, he and his brother.
他和他的弟弟。
Yeah, they went up to a lake. His younger brother, and that day it happened to be very windy up at the lake.
那天呢，凑巧呢就是风很大。
And they weren't sure what to do. They're just walking around.
他们也不知道自己要做什么，但是呢，就在湖边走一走。
But his younger brother saw a canoe.
然后呢，他的弟弟呢就看到了湖边停着一个
And so he hopped into the canoe.
然后呢，他就跳进了这个船。
But he doesn't know how to canoe.
但是呢，他并不知道该如何划船。
And he doesn't know how to guide a canoe.
他也不知道怎么去带领这个船。
And because of the wind, as soon as he jumped into the canoe.
因为风很大，所以当他跳进这个独木舟的时候
，the wind began to blow him into the middle of the lake.
然后大风呢就把他和他的船呢刮向了湖的中心。
And no matter how hard he tried to paddle back to the shore,
不管他如何努力地试着要滑到岸边来,
he drifted farther and farther and farther away.
他总是呢船呢总是越跑越远。
He drifted so far away that no matter how hard he tried, he struggled to get back.
他的船呢已经被风吹得很远了，尽管他努力地要滑回来，但是呢他仍旧是被飘得很远。
And this type of thing can also happen to us spiritually.
类似的事情呢，同样也可以发生在我们的灵命上。
You might find that you have slowly began to drift away from the Lord.
你有时候也会发现呢，自己呢，就是慢慢的离开了神。
You remember at one point you had so much love and excitement and you felt very close to the Lord.
你记得曾经你是如此的和神是如此的亲密。
But you have found that you have slowly drifted away.
但是呢，现在呢，你却发现自己呢是在慢慢的离开了神。
It could have been something that has happened in your life.
或许呢，这是因为你的生命当中发生了一些事情。
And it seems as if God is distant.And if that's not bad enough to have God feel distant,
这呢不是说最糟糕的，觉得神离你已经很远了。
Sometimes it may feel like everything that you are doing to try to get back to God seems to not work.
有时候呢，甚至呢，就是你竭尽全力的想回到神的身边来，但是呢。人就没有办法。Oh,
and it seems as if you just can't experience that closeness with God.
看上去呢，你好像呢，就是不能再经历和神的这种亲密感了。
Today, I want to ask that you turn your Bibles open or have your phones clicked over to Psalm 77.
今天呢，让我们来探讨一下，诗篇的77篇。
And this Psalm.I came across weeks ago.
这篇诗篇呢，几个礼拜前我就看过。
And I, when I read it, I believe that this psalm can resonate with many of us.
当我读这篇诗篇的时候呢，我相信就是这篇诗篇和我们当中很多人呢都有共鸣。
Because the writer of this psalm, his name is Asaph.
这篇诗篇的作者他的名字叫亚萨。
And Asaph found himself in what he called the day of trouble.
亚萨呢就是发现自己呢正处在这个境况中，他称为是遇难之日。
He found himself feeling as if God seemed so distant.
他觉得呢神呢是离他如此的遥远。
And no matter how hard he tried to find closeness and communion with God, it felt like there was a barrier.
不管呢他如何努力的试图寻找与神的亲密感，但是呢他总觉得中间有一个阻碍。
Almost as if God.May have left him.
他几乎呢觉得神是已经离开了他。
So if you have it, turn it with me and feel free to read through it all on your own. For the sake of time, we will not read through the whole passage.
如果你有圣经的话，和我们一起打开到七十七篇。如果你有时间的话，你自己因为今天时间的关系，我们不一个个读了。
But we will go through.
但是呢，我们今天会分析这篇诗篇。
Asaph describes in Psalm 77 his finding himself in the day of trouble.
在诗篇七十七篇当中，亚萨呢，就是描述了他是如何呢，发现自己呢，在难处或者在患难之中。
Where no matter what he was trying to do, he could not establish. that communion with God, that closeness with God.
不管呢他如何做努力，他总是呢觉得不能在与神呢建立那种亲密的关系。
But he doesn't just tell us the day of trouble.
但是呢他不仅仅呢就是告诉我们他的难处。
In the second half, he tells us a way out of trouble.
在后面一半呢他告诉我们呢是如何能够走出这个困境。
So we'll look at both parts this morning.
所以我们呢今天早上这两方面都要看。
Let's read verse 1 and 2 together.
我们一起读第一和第二节。
Verse 1, he says, I cry aloud to God, aloud to God, and he will hear me.
我要向神发声呼求，我向神发声，他必留心听我。
In the day of trouble, I seek the Lord. In the night, my hand is stretched out, wearying.
我在患难之日寻求主，我在夜间不住地举手祷告，我的心不肯舍。
This is someone who is deeply bothered inside.
这就是描述一个人呢是被深深的困扰的。
He's going through a time that he knows I am in the day of trouble.
他所在的处境呢是他自己也知道我是在困难之中。
And yet I want to show you something. Who does he cry out to?
我要让大家看看他是向谁发出呼求。
He says, I cry out to who?
他向谁发声呼求？
To God.
向神。
In the day of trouble, who does he seek?
在他遇难的时候，他寻求的是谁？
It says, in the day of trouble, I seek who? The Lord.
在我的患难之日，我寻求的是主。
The stretched out hand in that culture is a posture of prayer.
在当时呢举起双手呢是在当时呢一个是一个祷告的一个姿势。
The Bible helps to give us many different postures, and this is one of prayer.
圣经呢也教我们有许多不同的姿势，但是举起双手的时候呢是圣经告诉我们是一个祷告的姿势。
Some of us may have found ourselves doing this to the Lord.
我知道我们当中也有人这样做，这样祷告。
Lord, in the day of trouble, I seek you, I cry out to you.
神啊，在我遇难的遇难之时，我要向你呼求，我要向你祷告。
In the day of trouble, the first place he goes to is to seek the Lord.
在患难之日，他第一件所做的事情就是寻求神。
And that's the first thing that this psalm teaches us.
这也是这篇诗篇要教我们的第一件事情。
Brothers and sisters and friends, when you come into the day of trouble,
所以弟兄姐妹和兄弟们，当你遇到困难的时候，
seek the Lord,
寻求神，
seek the Lord,
寻求神，
seek the Lord,
寻求神，
Amen. In the day of trouble, pray, cry out to God in honesty.
在你有困难的时候，你诚恳地向神呼求，向神祷告。
Let us always be careful to not be fake in our prayer.
我们要注意，就是在我们祷告的时候，不要假装很诚实。
When you speak to God, don't just throw out words.
当你向神讲话的时候，不仅仅是说把你的话语扔出来就行了。
Speak to God from the honesty of your heart.
请你以真诚和诚实从你的内心与神讲话。
It could be short, it could be long, but speak from your heart.Heart to the Lord.
长短都没有关系，但是你要发自内心的和神讲话。
Asaph was a man who was pouring his heart out honestly to the Lord.
那亚撒就是这个人，就是把他的内心就是诚诚实实的向神吐。
He knows that in the day of trouble, he's not running here, he's not running to that person, he is running to the Lord.
他知道在他有困难的时候，他不是东奔西跑，他知道他要奔向神。
And yet, what was the result?
那结果是什么呢？
Let's continue to the second part of verse 2.
我们来看第二节的后半部分。
He says, my soul refuses to be comforted.
他说，我的心不肯受安慰。
even though he runs to the Lord,
虽然他奔向的是神,
even though he is praying to the Lord,
他向神祷告祈求,
his soul could not be comforted.
他的心不肯受安慰.
He says, even when I remember God, I moan. Even when I meditate, my spirit faints.
他说我想念神就烦躁不安我沉吟悲伤心便发昏
And I think we could all be honest.
我相信我们也能够诚实地对待自己
I think many of us have all had these type of moments before.
我相信我们当中有很多人经历过类似的情景
That even as Asaph is doing the right thing,
虽然就像亚撒一样他是在做正确的事情
As we bring our troubles to God,
我们把我们的困难带到神的面前来
His soul refuses to be comforted.
但是他的心却不肯受安慰
See, sometimes we may tell people to just pray.
有时候我们可以很轻易地告诉人家说啊，你就祷告吧。
We might even think that prayer should be like a magic formula.
有时候我们甚至会相信就是祷告仅仅祷告呢就像一个是一个魔法配方一样。
That if we just pray, we'll be happy.
如果只要我们祷告我们就能高兴。
But this psalm shows that that is not the case.
但是呢从这个诗篇上我们可以看到并不是这样的。
That there are prayers that don't end in you feeling happy.
有很多祷告呢，并不是结束的时候呢，就是可能可以使你开心了。
Even as you pour your heart out to the Lord.
甚至有时候把你的内心呢，一切都吐。
You are praying hunched over in tears.
你哭着大声的祷告。
You could be on your knees, your hand stretched out.
你可以跪下来，举起双手祷告。
And you do not end in happiness.
你知道，在你结束祷告的时候，你并没有喜乐。
This psalm shows that prayer is not a magic formula.
那在从诗篇当中，我们可以看到，祷告不是一个魔术。
In fact, the more he prayed, the more you can see his struggle in his faith.
其实我们在这里看到呢，亚撒祷告的更多，我们就可以看到他呢，其实挣扎的更厉害。
Let's look at verses 7.
我们来看第七节。
You see his struggle in his faith here.
你有没有看到他在信心上的挣扎
？He says, "Will the Lord spurn me or cast me off, reject me forever, and never again be favorable?"
那在这里说，难道主要永远丢弃我，不再施恩吗
？Has his steadfast love forever ceased？
难道他的慈爱永远穷尽了
？Are his promises at an end for all time？
他的应许世世废弃吗
？Has God forgotten to be gracious？
难道神忘记开恩
？Has he in anger shut up？His compassion.
因发怒就止住他的慈悲吗
His struggle, what he is facing in this day, is so hard that he has these questions of God.
他现在的挣扎或者在信心上的挣扎，使他呢，是非常的困难，使他呢向神呢，责问了这些问题。
In his prayer, he is.Questioning God.
在他的祷告当中，他在责问神。
And this psalm is inspired by God for us.
这个这诗篇其实是被神所引导的，是神所引导的。
See, what he was doing in all of these questions is in this time of hardship, he's asking questions.About God's integrity.
那在这里呢，就是他在困境当中，他所问的这些所有的问题呢，其实是在责问神的完整性。
These questions are all about whether or not God has failed.
这所有的问题呢，其实都在责问神是不是失败了。
Or whether or not God has changed.
或者呢是在责问神是不是已经改变了。
He's asking God, have you failed?
他在问，其实就在问神，你难道失败了吗？
Because it feels like you failed me.
因为感觉你已经辜负了我。
God, have you changed?
那神，你是不是已经改变了呢？
Because I don't seem to experience you the same way that I did.
因为我再也感受不到以前和你的经历了，像以前一样的经历了。
See, that's his heart of struggle.
这就是他内心的挣扎。
And in the day of trouble, he's asking, God, have you failed me?
在他困难之日，他在问神，你是不是已经辜负了我？
God, have you changed on me?
神，是不是你已经改变了？
And it's so...hard. His struggle is so bad, it is so hard, that it actually has him questioning whether or not God has given up on him altogether.
他的挣扎是如此的强烈，他的困难是如此之大，使他呢，在责问神是不是已经放弃了他。
Has God abandoned me?
神是不是已经放弃了我？
Now some of you can testify to this.
我知道你们当中有些人或许可以为这一点做见证。
This is not an uncommon experience for believers.
这种经历其实对很多信徒来说并不陌生。
Most of us, if not all of us, will go through at some point or another a deep struggle of the soul.
我知道我们当中很多人，如果不是全部的话，很多人呢都会有如此的经历，在内心有非常大的挣扎。
Times where we will ask similar questions.
有时候我们也会，问同样的或者类似的问题。
Where we have doubts.
当我们有我们在这个时候呢就有怀疑。
Where we wonder, where is God?
我们就会在怀疑神在哪里呢？
And what is he doing?
那他在做什么呢？
We may even like Asaph doubt the character of God.
或许我们当中有些人就像会亚撒一样，我们去怀疑神的特性。
You know, for some, it was because of the death of a loved one.
或许对其中有些人来说呢，是在你失去你的你所爱的人的时候。
For others,It could be a serious illness.
其他人呢，或许是在你经历重大疾病的时候。
It could be something that in your life, in your work, in your family, or in the world, that is deeply troubling you.
或许呢，是你在自己的生命，或者你家人，或者在你在工作，或者在这个世界上所经历的一些事情呢，深深的困扰了你。
You could have experienced such major disappointments in your life.
你或许呢是经历了一个极大的、极大的失望。
You had your hope on something.
你在某件事上呢有希望，放了希望。
And you're so disappointed.
但是呢，你却彻底的失望了。
And it has you questioning, does God even care?
那你有没有怀疑过？那神，你是不是在乎我？
Or maybe the trouble for some is that you have been allowing a sin to remain in your life.
或许呢，你们当中也有些人，或许这个困难呢，这个挣扎是因为你呢允许一些罪呢遗留在你的身上。
You thought that it didn't matter.
你以为呢这并不并没有什么大碍。
But that sin has slowly caused you to drift away from the Lord.
但是呢这个罪呢却呢慢慢的把你呢使你呢远离了神。
You're down a path that you find yourself not expecting.
你在一定的程度上呢就发现呢自己呢，就是从来没有想象过会落到这个地步。
And you feel like you're in bondage.
那你觉得呢，自己是被捆绑了。
And you need to be released.
你希望呢，能够解除这个捆绑。
Or maybe you're in this day of trouble simply because of neglect.
或许呢，就是你经受的这些困难呢，是仅仅是因为你的忽视。
You've neglected your love for God.
你忽视了你对神的爱。
You've neglected some of the spiritual disciplines that help us remain near to God.
你忽视了一些灵命上的纪律能够帮助我们与神能够同行的。
Maybe you've neglected a healthy prayer life with God.
或许呢，你忽略了一个健康的祷告生活。
Maybe you've neglected spending time privately in His Word for yourself.
或许呢，你忽略了，你忽视了与神呢，就是亲密的时间。
Maybe you've neglected in having quality fellowship with brothers and sisters.
或许呢，你忽略了就是和其他兄弟姐妹的一个好高质量的团契。
And because you've been neglecting spiritual disciplines, you found yourself in a bad place.
因为正因为你忽略了你自己的灵命上的这些纪律呢，你呢发现自己呢。
Or believe it or not.We can go through a time like this and there's no obvious cause.
或许呢不管你相信还是不相信呢，有时候呢我们发现我们自己处在困境当中呢并没有一个很明显的原因。
You can't find that one reason.
你找不到这个起因。
But God feels so distant that you wonder if he's left you.
但是呢你也感觉到神离我是如此的遥远，我感觉到神已经离开了我。
When you have times like this, what do you do?
那如果你如果有类似经历的时候，你会做什么呢？
When you find yourself in a day of trouble, what do you do?
那你发现自己在困境之中的话，你会做什么呢？
Thankfully, in this psalm, God shows us a way out.
我们很感谢在诗篇里神呢显示给我们看了走出困境的途径。
So in verse 10, he begins to show us a pathway out of trouble.
所以呢从第十节开始呢神呢就给我们看到让我们看到了要走出困境的这个方式。
Because by the time we get to verse 10, you can begin to see a turning point.
所以从第十节开始呢我们就可以看到这个转折点。
From verse 10, the mood of the psalm begins to change.
从第十节开始，我们也看到这个诗人的那个心情也改变了。
Then I said, verse 10, I will appeal to this, to the years of the right hand of the Most High. Verse 11, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your wonders of old.
第十节，我便说，这是我的懦弱，但我要追念至高者显出右手之年代，我要提说耶和华所行的，我要纪念你古时的奇事。
Verse 12, I will ponder all your work, and I will meditate on your mighty deeds.
第十二节，我也要思想你的经营，默念你的作为。
Do you see the shift there?
你有没有看到这个转折？
Up until now,Asaph has been meditating on all of his pain.
那直到这个地方为止，亚萨呢所在思考的呢，是他自己的痛苦。
And Asaph is meditating what he is doing about it.
那亚萨呢也在思考，仅仅思考的呢是他对这些痛苦或者困境，他要怎么做。
You can tell that his mind is filled with his own pain.
你可以看到就是他的脑海里充满的是他自己的痛苦。
And all of that, thinking about your own pain all the time is not helping him.
那他就是一直就是思考自己的痛苦，但是呢这并不能够帮助他。
So then Asaph decides to change a direction.
所以呢现在呢亚萨呢就决定要转换他的方向。
He intentionally makes a choice.
他呢现在就是有意的做了一个选择。
Because you see the language that he's using.
你看到他所用的语言。
He shifts from filling his mind all about himself and chooses to begin to fill his mind with the things of God.
那他从就是脑海里充满了自我，把选择呢转到了把他的脑海里呢用神来充满他的脑海。
When you are anxious,
当你很焦虑的时候
，and when you are afraid,
当你害怕的时候
，and when you are in pain,
当你在痛苦的时候
，what do you do?
那你是做什么
？Choose to remember all that God has done.
要选择神所做的一切。
choose to remember all that God has done.
要选择记住神所做的一切。
Notice that sometimes we have to make a choice.
我们要注意到有时候我们要做出一个选择。
Notice he says, I will remember. That's a choice.
要注意到他所说的话就是我要纪念。
I will remember.
我要记住。
I will ponder.
我要思考。
I will meditate.
我要默念。
He's saying, I am choosing to change by the grace of God a direction so that I can fill my mind with all that God has done.
他说，通过神的恩典，我要选择用神来充满我的内心，要纪念神所做的，为我所做的一切。
Sometimes,
有时候
the prayers that we need the most,
有时候我们所真正需要的祷告是
is not coming to God to ask Him for anything,
并不是说来到神的面前要请求，请求这个，请求那个。
But that we need prayers to remember who He is.
我们需要祷告来帮助我们纪念神是何等的何等伟大的一位神。
Sometimes we are in the habit of filling our prayers with asking and asking and asking.
有时候呢，我们有这种习惯呢，就是祷告的时候呢，就一直求求求。
But the prayer that we need the most.In given times, is just prayers of declaring who He is.
但是呢，我们很多时候，我们真正需要的祷告呢，就是要宣扬神是何等的一位神。
When we fill our minds with who God is,
当我们的脑海里充满了神的时候
，and we declare,
我们就可以宣扬
this.Dark fog slowly seems to lift.
我们就可以看到这个黑雾团好像是在慢慢的移开了。
And we begin to see anew that our God has not changed.
那我们呢？当黑雾团移开的时候，我们就可以看到，我们就可以真正看到神并没有改变。
That our God has not failed.
我们的神没有辜负我。
That God is good and He is still good.
神是美善的，他人是美善的。
After we got married, Bex and I went to her dream honeymoon location.
那当我当我们结婚了以后呢，我们去了就是我太太就是梦想的一个度蜜月的地方。
You know what her dream vacation spot is?
那你们知不知道是这个地方是哪里呢
？The island of Jamaica.
就是牙买加的一个岛上。
I don't know why. I'm like, great, let's do it.
所以我们就去了牙买加。
So we flew 8 to 10 hours to get to this beautiful, supposedly beautiful location.
那我们呢，就是坐飞机大概坐了8到10个小时。我们到达的地方呢，应该来说是非常漂亮的。
And when we got to the resort,
但是当我们到了我们的度假村的时候
，and we checked in.
我们进了我们的房间。
We walked over to the beach.
我们走到了沙滩上。
And the view was pretty bad.
这风景呢，其实并不好。
Because there was like this fog, like these clouds that filled the view.
因为呢，当时有很多浓雾还有很多的云遮盖了一切。
The fog, the clouds were so heavy and dark that it was like drizzling.
非常厚的雾，非常厚的云，并且还下着小雨。
We went to eat our first meal, and it's like kind of like lightly raining outside.
我们呢去那边吃了我们的第一顿，外面呢下着小雨。
You could look outside and you see sand.
你看看外面，你可以看到沙滩。
And you see some dark water.
你也看到一些黑色的水。
Wow, what a way to start our first day of the honeymoon. Wow, what a view.
那我们就在想，这个风景真是太糟糕了。
It was really bad.
这风景确实很糟糕。
But the next day,
但是第二天
，in the morning，
早上
，the fog had lifted，
浓雾呢已经飘走了。
And when we looked out our room, we had this huge, what do you call that, honey? Balcony. It's like huge. It's almost like half the size of this room. It's a huge balcony. When you look at our balcony, you can see.
当我们呢站在我们的阳台上看外面的风景的时候
you can see miles of white sand and crystal blue water.
那我们现在看到的呢，是非常非常庞大的一块白色的沙滩和非常清澈的蓝色的海水。
You can see a little island in the distance.
你甚至呢可以看到远处呢有一个小岛。
It was beautiful.
这是非常非常的漂亮。
Absolutely stunning.
完全的非常的震惊。
I will never forget the view.
我永远也不会忘记这样的一个景色。
That was Jamaica.
因为那是在牙买加。
The view was always there.
其实这风景呢，其实是一直在的。
It was there the day we arrived.
我们到达的那天呢，这一切的景色都在的。
But the fog had covered it up.
但是呢，浓雾呢却遮盖了它。
It was there the whole time.
这风景是一直永远在的。
We just couldn't see it.
但是呢，我们呢却看不到。
You see, that's what the writer was saying about God in this psalm.
这就是这里作者在诗篇当中所描述的。
Sometimes the dark fog of suffering will block the experience of God's goodness.
因为有时候我们所经历的痛苦呢会会阻碍我们对神的经历。
But it doesn't change God's goodness.
但是呢，这并不能改变神的美善。
God hadn't changed.
神并没有改变。
God never changes.
神永远也不改变。
When He is good, He is always good.
他是美善的，他永远都是美善的。
When He loved you yesterday, He loves you the same today and forevermore.
如果他昨天是爱你的，他今天仍旧是爱你，他将
会永远爱你。There is nothing you can do that can separate you from the love of God through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
因为你永远不可能与和神耶稣基督的爱分开。
But the dark fog of suffering.
但是呢，我们所遭受的痛苦的浓雾
blocked Asaph's experience of God's goodness.
就把我们和神阻隔开来了。
Until Asaph made a choice,
直到亚撒做了一个选择
by God's grace,
通过神的恩典
to say, I will choose to remember him.
他说了，我要选择纪念你
I will declare who he is.
我要宣扬你是何等的一位神
And when you begin to fill your mind with a prayer that's not asking, but just declaring his praise.
当你用赞美神来充满你的脑海的时候
，the dark fog begins to lift.
那这个浓雾呢，就开始慢慢的移走了。
And you begin to remember.
你就会开始记得
who God is.
神是何等的一位神。
You begin to remember His goodness.
你就开始纪念他的美善。
Faithfulness.
他的
he has, 他的
他的信实他的信实
that he almost spoke in Chinese right there. How he always makes a way.
他是如何总是带领我们给我们出路
How he saved you.
他是如何拯救你的
You see, that's what he remembered in verse 15. He says, with your strong arm.
就像在十五节他说到的用你的坚强的臂膀
He said you redeemed your people
你救赎了你的子民
See, when you read verse 16 through 18 notice that there's all this turmoil and chaos that Asaph recalls in this event of God making a way for his people
那从十六到十八节我们可以看到在这里呢好像都是一些混乱动荡但是呢在这里面呢 神却却带着他的子民，给了他的子民的子民出路。
He fills his mind with this event.
他他的脑海里充满了这些事件。
Where God's people Israel was held in captivity.
当神的子民就是以色列人当初呢被困被束缚被困绑。
He released them from slavery.
他把他们从奴隶当中拯救出来。
They're so happy.
他们很高兴。
But as they're being led away, now this Egyptian army is chasing them.
但是当神带领他们走出埃及的时候呢，有埃及的兵在追赶他们。
And then they come to the point of the Red Sea.
然后他们就来到了红海面，红海前
面。And all they see in front of them is the deep, cold waters of the sea.
然后在他们面前，他们可以看到的是一个深深的大海。
And when they look back, all they see is the Egyptian army, the dust of them coming to kill them.
当他们回头看的时候，他们可以看到埃及的兵正在追赶他们。
And he remembers that they find themselves in this predicament.
所以他也记得就是他们正处在这个困境当中。
The day of trouble.
这个患难之日。
Where you say, what happens now?
那他们就在询，就在，就在责问，就是现在要，
God, have you failed us?
神是不是你已经辜负了我们
？God, have you changed?
神是不是你已经改变了
？God, will you no longer deliver us?
神是不是你不再拯救我们了
？And Asaph remembers that the Lord redeemed his people.
但是亚撒选择记住的是，他的神拯救了他的子民。
That's what he's remembering in 16 through 18.
这就是在十六到十七、十八节，他所记得。
And he remembers that God is the God who makes a way.
他记得，他纪念的这位神是能够，带领他们走出困境的神。
Look at this, verse 19. He says, "Your way was through the sea, your path through the great waters."
在十九节，他说到：“你的道在海中，你的路在大水中。”
He remembers when they could see no way out.
他记得当他们看不到出路的时候。
And God opened the waters to give them a way.
神分开了红海，带领他们出，走出。
God made a way.
神能，神，有出路。
And then.He mentions one of my favorite lines in the whole Bible.
然后呢，这里呢就提到了一个经，一节经文是我最喜爱的一节经文。
Yet your footprints were unseen.
你的脚踪无人知道。
See, there was no mistake that God had saved His people that day.
神拯救他的子民是没有任何错误的。
The waters knew it.
甚至海水都知道。
The Egyptians knew it.
埃及人也知道。
They, God's people, knew that God saved them that day.
神的子民也知道是神拯救了他们。
That He was there with them.
因为他其实一直和他们同在。
But no matter how hard you looked.
但是不论如何你努力的去看
There was no trace of God's footprints.
但是呢你却看不到神的踪迹
He saved his people.
他拯救了他的子民
He never left their side.
他其实并没有从来没有离开过他们
That's why in verse 20 he says you led your people.
就像二十节说的你带领引导你的百姓。
It's a totally different tone than when he started this song.
那我们现在看到的这个语调和一开始是完全不一样了。
And he's remembering now that throughout salvation history,
他现在所记得的是通过这个救赎的历史。
That God always leads his people.
神一直在引导他的子民。
God is always saving his people.
神一直在拯救他的子民。
God is always freeing his people from bondage.
神一直在解救、解放他的子民。
God was always with his people.
神和他的子民是一直在一起。
But his footprints many times are unseen.
但是他的脚踪很多时候却是无人知道。
You can't see the footprints where he was walking with you.
你看不到，当神与你同行的时候，你看不到他的脚踪。
Brothers and sisters, we will all at one point or another, and if not some of us in this very moment, find ourselves in the day of trouble.
弟兄姐妹们，我们当中有很多人，或许呢，很多时候就会发现我们自己处在一个困境当中。
You find yourself in a season of extreme hardship, disappointment, and difficulty.
你会经历就是困难时期或者极大的失望。
Sometimes Pastor James and I feel that the things happening in our church is so far beyond our control.
有时候James 长老和我呢同样也感受到就是有些事情在我们教会里所发生的我们控制不了。
But let us choose to remember all that God has done.
但是呢让我们要选择纪念神所做的一切。
Let us fill our minds with the attributes of who God is.
让我们以神的神的属性和神是何等的一位神，这些来充满我们内心。
Let us practice declaring out loud who He says He is.
让我们练习，我们要大声的宣扬这位这位伟大的神。
Who He says He is, all that the Scripture says that He is.
这位和这位伟大的神在
Not just 伟大 Everything that God says There's so many things in the scripture Of who God says he is
这所有在经文上所有的一切所有的经文都描述神是何等的一位神
Let's learn to declare that
我们要学习宣扬这一点
And even when we don't see his footprints
甚至在我们没有看到他的脚踪的时候
When we declare who he is
当我们宣扬他这位神的时候
ThatDark fog of the time of suffering would be lifted.
那我们所受的痛苦的这块浓雾就会慢慢的被移开。
So that although his footprints may be unseen,
虽然我们看不到他的脚踪
we will believe that he is with us.
但是我们相信他是与我们同在的。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we pray and ask that as we chose to ask you to open our spiritual eyes and our ears that you've spoken to us today.
我们亲爱的天父，我们选择来要请求你打开我们灵命上的眼睛和耳朵，让我们听到你的话语。
That we had a picture.We could see who you are and how you work.
我们可以在我们的脑海里想象你是何等的一位神。
Though times may be hard,
我知道有些时间是困难的。
That our prayers would be filled with declarations of who you are.
但是呢，我们能够仍然祈求我们的祷告呢，是能够宣扬你是何等的一位神。
Thank you for this time, Lord.
我们感谢这个时间。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.